Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. That's our passage today. These are the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Let's just think about that. On the final day, there will be some solemn surprises. Jesus said on that day, people would call him Lord, Lord, but they are not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Can you think of anything more tragic? Some will proclaim their great work for God, but works will never secure our place in heaven. Eternal life is a free gift of grace through faith in Jesus alone. Do you know for sure that you will gain entrance into heaven through Jesus alone? Do you know for sure you won't be turned away from heaven? Words cannot describe the heartbreaking emotion of thinking that you would one day hear the words, I never knew you. So please don't let that happen to you. Use the following prayer as your personal guide to tell Jesus your desire to hear these words. Welcome home, good and faithful servant. Let's just talk to God about this. Lord Jesus, I know that there is absolutely nothing I can do to earn a place in heaven. My best works on my best day fall short of your perfect standard. I'm broken and I can't fix myself. I'm a sinner and I can't earn forgiveness. I'm lost and I can't save myself. I can't find my way home. I need you. So right now, I trust in you as the only way to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I trust in you as the only way to eternal life. I trust in you as the only way to have meaning and purpose during my years on earth. And I know that I am saved only by your free gift of grace. I trust in you as the one who paid the penalty for my sins, as the one who places me in a personal relationship with the living God. That's my prayer. I pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.